This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Today on Coffee, we have KYUK's Francisco Martinez Cuello and Alex Salonga, joined by Teresa Quiner with the Kuskokwim Consortium Library to speak about a few exciting events at the library this week. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I can't hear.
You can't hear anything?
Well, Alex here. Welcome. Welcome, Teresa. Beloved guest from the library. I can never say the name right. Kuskokwim Consortium?
Consortium.
Consortium. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so why are we here today, I guess?
Well, Teresa, you have some stuff for us, right?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have both of you here with me. So we have two collaborations with the library and KYUK this week. One is with Alex, the awesome JV at the at KYUK. He's been working with Ian at the library, our Jesuit volunteer, to put on a historical showcase of KYUK archival materials. And then we have Terrifying Tales on the Tundra this Friday, which is a storytelling event modeled after Arctic entries. And Francisco here is one of our storytellers.
Yeah, so I guess I'm telling a story on my first time experiencing and watching the auroras, my experience, I guess, having an out-of-body experience of sorts. And I had a flashback to Iraq, and so it'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Yeah. Alex, do you want to tell us a little bit about the event tonight?
Yeah, definitely. So tonight, world premiere at 5 p.m. at the library of the KYUK Look Back, Episode 1. And yeah, we're just trying to look back into all this. I just got handed to this archive when I got here, and Gabby sat me down with Ian, our other Jesuit volunteer, and myself, and was just like, you want to, like, show a couple interviews? And me being me and being a jerk who went to film school, I was like, I can make a show out of this. Let's make a show. And so, you know, I got to interview Beverly Hoffman for it, did a bunch of random stuff, just poured through hours and hours. KYUK has so much. So have you guys gotten a chance to look at, like, some of, like, the documentaries from the archives and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, there's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it blew me away. And yeah, just kind of went through it. And so I think we kind of have a plan for the next, like, at least 6 months of little episodes, if Gabby approves it. Because apparently, if no one shows up, Gabby, my boss, has been pretty cynical about folks showing up to the event. So if certain X number of people don't show up, we might not see episode 2. So would love to see folks come out and get some free popcorn and hang out with us.
Yeah, and that's at 5 o'clock tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the content that you're highlighting in the episode tonight?
Yeah, so we're highlighting some stuff from some 1983 and 1992. One is a documentary from 1983 called Bethel's Growing Pains. And I selected it. Me and Ian talked about it because it just felt like all the stuff we got introduced to when we moved here, like all the problems, all the struggles, it's was all in Bethel's Growing Pains from like 1983. And the thing that struck me the most is we showed it to some of our roommates, and one of them looked at it and was like, is that Beverly Hoffman? And it was like Beverly Hoffman, 32 years old. So I was like, I really want to talk to her about it. And so we brought her into the studio for an interview just a couple days ago. And we kind of like, I showed it to her and I was like, what do you remember and whatnot? So that's kind of like the first portion of it. The second half is we just show some, it's October, you know, I know folks are going out to see horror movies like crazy and renting out those DVDs. So I kind of recut a portion of the old Tales of the Tundra from 1992.
Wow. Wow.
You know, a couple sound effects there and whatnot. And so it's about going to be like an hour-ish of programming. So yeah, that's essentially what it is.
Cool. I like that you picked the Tales on the Tundra, too, because it kind of leads into the event on Friday, which is kind of a, you know, a live show version of that, or, you know, bringing it back to a certain extent.
Yeah. Yeah, and bringing it back to that, like, Francisco, you're a relatively accomplished playwright now.
Yeah.
You've written a monologue or two before.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, I started writing it on Friday and then finished on Sunday. And then practiced on Sunday and realized that there was a lot going on there and trying to ground people in time and space. Were a couple of the recommended edits, and I wholeheartedly agree. But Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I'm really interested to hear the other stories, to be honest with you. I mean, speaking of, Bev is going to co-host, she's the co-host, and quite the accomplished writer and author, Mr. Reardon.
Yeah, I'm really excited that Don is coming out. So Don Reardon wrote The Raven's Gift and a few other books, and he was raised in Bethel, so he has pretty strong ties to the community and a lot of friends and community here. So he comes out, you know, pretty much every year and does some sort of event at the Cultural Center with us. So his trip this time lined up with this event, so he and Bev are actually going to be the host, and also Don will tell a story himself. He's actually performed at Arctic Entries in Anchorage before, so he's participated in the past. And then I think Bev might pop in and tell a little story too, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people in Bethel are very enthusiastic about Halloween and scary things, so I think, you know, with this one being right before Halloween, that's why we decided to theme it as Terrifying Tales on the Tundra. And they're not all, like, going to be horror stories necessarily. They're more like just scary things that have happened to people, or like your story, an out-of-body experience, some stories about the little people. We've got a really good lineup of people. We've got Tiana Loopy, Roxanne Sadler, Sugar Henderson, Ian Poole, who's actually the Jesuit volunteer at the library, and he's a really great storyteller. He's had some really crazy experiences, and he's going to be telling a story about getting stuck in a race riot in the South when there'd been like a really high-profile police shooting, and a Wendy's got burned down, and he wandered into this. Anyway, I'm just giving you a little taste of his story, but it's really funny and also really scary. And then we've got Eva Malvich coming back and telling another story. She told a story at the last event, and it was really funny. She's a very good storyteller. And then Don Reardon again. And then we also have a band performing. So the way these events are structured, a band will kick off the event with a song or two, and then we'll have some stories, and then a few more songs, and then an intermission. And then again, we'll have some more music and stories. And the band that's performing is a really popular local band called Velma Lyle. Paul Basil is the guitar player. Kevin Morgan's performing, Bethy Whalen, Lisa Whalen. It'll be a really good show.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, Teresa, you, I don't know if you remember now, but you assigned me as a story coach for Ian. So I've heard the Wendy's. It's like this race riot that all rotates around to Wendy's, and just Ian just being so, I'm really excited for folks to hear it.
Just kind of stumbling in, you know, clueless as to what's going on.
So
this.
Clueless. Like, it was just so stupid how he ended up there, but it's hilarious.
What, he wanted a Frosty or something? I guess I'll find out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on Saturday, find out.
Sometimes scary stories are also really funny.
It is Friday, is it? Or is it? You said Saturday.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay. I'm like, I better look at my calendar.
Yeah, it's Friday at 7 o'clock. Okay. And we are charging an admission fee for this one. It's $10 for adults or $15 for a family. So, you know, if you have a bunch of kids, you can all come for $15. And the money will just go back towards doing an honorarium for the hosts and the band. Yeah. And concessions will be for sale as well by the Southwest Alaska Arts Group.
Cool, cool, cool.
And when was the last time you said you did this last year? Or?
Yeah, we did it last we did it in the spring of 2022.
Okay.
Or 2021, actually.
And what was the theme behind that?
That one didn't have a theme. Mm. It was just any kind of story. We had a variety. Eva told a story about stealing her dad's car when she was like 9 years old with her brothers back in the 80s, and like taking a joyride in the middle of the night through Bethel. And that was kind of their thing that they did, you know, because they had a tiny house and their parents went to bed really early and the kids had to be quiet after like 8 o'clock at night. So they would sneak out and steal the car. It's really funny.
That's fun.
Go ahead.
I'm curious. Like, how was the process like, kind of like almost like booking all these people? Because I just read The Raven's Gift for the first time. Like, I just finished it yesterday, which is kind of funny. I didn't know he was coming. So, like, how did that process kind of go?
Well, we worked really closely with SWAG, the arts group in town, and so Laura Ellsworth is the executive director of that group, and she and I have been advertising it on Facebook. We've come on the radio a couple of times. We had a Google form out on social media for people to pitch their stories. We also just called people that we thought might have an interesting story to tell. So some people signed up on their own, and some people were recruited by us.
Yeah, I was one of the people who signed up on the form. And, I didn't know, and I didn't have a specific story in mind. So he got back to me within a day or so. And, yeah, it was a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah. No, Francisco, you're a veteran and whatnot. Like, how did you end up choosing, of all the stories you could have told, I know you got a million tucked in inside that brain of yours. Like, how did you end up on this one?
I think that's just my creative process. I hold on to things. I'm in what they call like an object-oriented storyteller. So like I get fixated on objects or things, and then I kind of peel the onion back on like, why am I so fixated on this thing? And that normally comes out as like a kind of a lyrical essay or a epistolary, you know, and where I'm having a conversation with myself, like, why are you so interested in this? And then, you know, it's always surprising at the end. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the proverbial onion in this story is the Aurora Borealis, yes?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, how it was, you know, it was just looking at it, and I was tilting my head back, and I was really disoriented, and I got dizzy, and I had to, like, sit out. So, yeah.
It's always an out-of-body experience to see the Northern Lights. Yeah. I went out Friday night to let my dogs out before bed, and I can't usually see them from my house. And I looked up, and there they were. It was so exciting.
You know, I feel like before I got here, it was like always people had like different opinions on like if you could see it or like if it was good from Bethel, you know, because there's all these other places in Alaska. Where did you end up seeing it, Francisco?
Yeah, it was on Tundra Ridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went out with Dean. And he showed me a couple places, and then I just went one time because they were out pretty good, and yeah, and I just walked the path and checked it out, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, you could see them out in Tundra Ridge, or yeah.
No, I'm really curious to hear your take because I feel like a million people have written about like their experience of seeing the Northern Lights, but yeah. I know you're gonna bring something different to the table, which is dope.
Well, you know, it's different because it's like, you know, coming from Southern California, living in Southern California for, you know, 21 years and coming to an environment like this and just, you know, I didn't have cold weather gear and stuff like that. So that's also part of the story. So
cool.
Tune in.
Yeah, come Friday night. What time is it at again, Teresa?
So the event tonight, the KYUK Look Back, that's at 5 o'clock in the Alaska Room, and we'll serve popcorn, so come on down. And then the event on Friday is at 7 o'clock, and the doors will open at 6:45.
Copy that.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you have any other questions?
I think that about wraps it up for me. Teresa, do you have anything else you want to share? Is there anything past this week that you want to put on people's radar for now?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, we love Halloween at the library. So come to Trunk or Treat. It's at 5:30 on Halloween. It's a very fast event. There is no way to purchase enough candy to satisfy the kids. Wow. So it'll go, I would say, get there at 5:30. It'll probably go about 45 minutes. But we have a lot of cars signed up, and it's mad chaos. It's really fun. Kids everywhere happy and eating candy and running around in costumes. And then we also have Project Homeless Connect on November 7th. Which is a community thing that we put together with a lot of other organizations in town, and people can come and get a lot of services and a hot meal and stuff like that.
So I just want to reiterate, you said latecomers will not get candy to the Halloween event.
That is correct. Kids that show up late will be disappointed. And we don't want that, so come at 5:30. Yeah.
So we got KYUK Look Back, Episode 1, Free Popcorn Tonight, Last Room at 5 p.m., Terrifying Tales of the Tundra, that's coming Friday. At what time again?
At 7 o'clock.
Doors open at 7 or show start at 7?
Show starts at 7.
Show starts. Okay, maybe.
Don't be late.
And then, of course, Halloween at the library.
Mm-hmm.
What time exactly?
5:30.
Kids, 5:30.
And dress warm. It's always cold. There was a blizzard at one point, one year.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it about us for coffee this morning, Francisco. Any yeah. last words?
No, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you all tonight and Friday and Halloween.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez Cuello and Alex Salonga speaking with Teresa Quiner with the Kuskokwim Consortium Library.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.